Good morning. I call this regular meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. I'm Randy Christman, joined by Commissioner Sherry Haugenhoffert and Commissioner Jill Kringsted. So we have a quorum. Before we start, I will just say one tiny little announcement. These are different microphones, so it might take us a little time here to adapt to how close to have them to us and how our genius running the IT stuff here gets everything set for us. So bear with us on that, please. And now, before anything other than that, would you please join me in pledging our allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Haugenhoffert, do you?
No, I do not.
Commissioner Kringsted?
I do not.
Okay, we can move right into our agenda then. We don't have anything on consent, but I will move approval of the July 2nd commission meeting minutes.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay. I move the commission approve revision 19 to surface coal mining permit BNCR-9401 held by BNI Coal Limited for the center mine to identify the next five-year coal removal area and update mining and reclamation plans and other sections of the permit for the next permit term in BNI Coal Limited revision 19 permit BNCR-9401 application case number RC-25-80.
Second.
So I'll have four motions this morning, and they kind of come in pairs. They're all for BNI, and these, it seems like we're just saying the same thing different ways on these. But they're not. The first two are for one permit area. The second two are for a different permit area. And in each case, the first of that pair is for a revision of their permit. And then the second one is to renew the permit for another five-year term. So that's why they sound kind of similar. And in each case, I'm going to give most of the information on in describing the first one. And so if you have questions about the second one, be paying attention to the first one or ask and I'll repeat it all again. On February 26th of this year, the Reclamation Division received BNI's application for this revision. It identifies the next five-year coal removal areas and addresses items that were identified as requiring updating or modification by the Reclamation Division during a pre-review of the permit. It also updates the legal and financial section, extended mine plan, environmental resources, and operation plans. Specific updates include coal removal and waste disposal cells, pit layout and facilities map, equipment list, blasting plan, surface water management, water monitoring and drill hole reclamation, post-mining land use, fish and wildlife resources protection, and enhancement and monitoring plan, and the worst-case bond estimate for the next permit term. Now you know why I'm not going to repeat all that for both the revision and the renewal. BNI applied for this revision and the corresponding renewal number 6, since mining and reclamation operations will continue in this permit area, which includes about 338 acres in Oliver County. Mining has been conducted in this permit solely to remove coal prior to the construction of disposal cells for sludge from Minkota's Milton R. Young Station. To date, five disposal cells have been constructed. Disposal cells 1 through 4 have been bond released already as industrial areas and are now under the sole jurisdiction of the North Dakota Department of Environmental Quality. Disposal cell 5 was constructed in 2023, and construction of disposal cell 6 is coming. The existing haul road located in sections 5 and 32 is projected to be used to haul coal from adjacent permit areas to the Milton R. Young station until 2041. The haul road through section 8 is expected to be used to haul coal until 2027. So special condition number 1 is attached to revision 12 here, has been satisfied, or to revision 12, that was a long time ago. That has been satisfied, so it's no longer applicable and is not in this one. Revision 19 here is considered a significant revision application and was subject to the public notice requirements. BNI has submitted affidavits of publication showing that the notice was published in the Center Republican and the Bismarck Tribune for 4 consecutive weeks in both newspapers. We notified the appropriate agencies, affected landowners, and the advisory committee members. We received only 1 comment from an advisory committee member, and no objections or requests for informal conferences were received regarding this application. Revision 19 updated the worst-case bond estimate, and BNI's existing surety bond is just over $11.4 million for this permit, and that exceeds the minimum bond amount of just a little over $1 million proposed with the revision. So that was deemed to be adequate. The Reclamation Division has completed its review of the application and recommend it be approved, as do I.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, I move the Commission approve renewal 6 to surface coal mining permit BNCR-9401 held by BNI Coal Limited for the Center Mine to extend the permit term on the existing permit area for the next 5 years until August 16, 2030 in BNI Coal Limited Renewal 6 permit BNCR-9401 application case number RC-25-81.
Second.
Again, on February 26th, we received BNI's application for renewal 6 to permit BNCR 9401 to continue to conduct mining operations until August 16 of 2030. Relevant information pertaining to this motion has been docketed and was just discussed during our contemplation of the revision for this permit. The Reclamation Division has completed its review of this 5-year permit renewal and recommends that it be approved, as do I. And I just will highlight, didn't think of this before, but when I say operations until 2030, as I said in the revision part, they anticipate mining into the 2040s, but the renewals are for 5-year terms, so that's why it's 2030.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
So now we'll jump to same coal mine, different permit area, though. I move the Commission revoke special condition number 2 and approve revision 45 to surface coal mining permit BNCR-9702 held by BNI Coal Limited for the Center Mine to identify the next 5-year coal removal areas and update mining and reclamation plans and other sections of the permit for the next permit term in BNI Coal Limited Revision 45, permit BNCR-9702, application case number RC-25-149.
Second.
On March 25th, a month later, the Reclamation Division received BNI's application for this revision. This revision identifies the next 5-year coal removal areas and addresses items that were identified as requiring update or modification by our staff during a pre-renewal review of the permit. Revision 45 updates the legal and financial section, extended mine plan, operations plan, blasting plan, post-mine topography, reclamation schedule, groundwater information, surface water management, fish and wildlife resources protection, revegetation and post-mining land use, and the worst-case bond estimate for the next 5-year permit term. BNI applied for this revision and the corresponding renewal 5 since mining and reclamation operations will continue in the existing permit area. BNI estimates that mining within the permit area will conclude in 2028, with reclamation activities expected to be completed by 2032. They plan to disturb about 300 acres during the next permit term in order to complete mining operations in the permit. The area contains federal coal tracks. BNI obtained a lease in 2021, and federal mine plan approval was received by BNI from the Office of Surface Mining Reclamation and Enforcement in 2023. Revision 45 also updates the post-mine topography to reflect updates needed to prepare for the final pit. Updates to post-mine land uses, reference areas, and conservation grass waterways were also included in this revision. Special Condition 2 was attached to the initial permit many years ago as a result of an informal conference requested by some specific surface owners. Since BNI has purchased that property now, Special Condition 2 is no longer necessary, therefore it is being revoked. Revision 45 was considered a significant revision application and was subject to the public notice requirements. BNI has submitted affidavits of publication showing that the notice was published in the Center Republican and the Bismarck Tribune for four consecutive weeks in both newspapers. We notified the appropriate agencies, affected landowners, and advisory committee members. We received comments from three advisory committee members and the North Dakota Department of Transportation, but no objections or requests for informal conferences were received regarding this application. Revision 45 updated the worst-case bond estimated for the consolidated bond area at the center mine that consists of four separate permits. BNI's existing surety bond is $49,472,000, and that exceeds the minimum bond of $45,269,000 and is therefore obviously considered adequate. The Reclamation Division has completed its review of this revision application and recommends it be approved, as do I.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
And finally, I move the Commission approve Renewal 5 to Surface Coal Mining Permit, BNCR-9702, held by BNI Coal Limited for the Center Mine to extend the permit term in the existing permit area for another 5 years until August 2, 2030 in BNI Coal Limited Renewal 5, Permit BNCR-9702, Application Case Number RC-25-150.
Second.
So again, it was on March 25th when we received the application for Renewal 5 from BNI for this permit area to continue conducting mining operations until August 2nd of 2030. The permit covers all or portions of 17 different sections of land in Oliver County, totaling approximately 7,655 acres. Other relevant information pertaining to this motion has been docketed and was just discussed during the contemplation of the revision for this permit. The Reclamation Division has completed its review of the five-year permit renewal and recommends its approval, as do I.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That concludes my somewhat repetitive portfolio. Commissioner Haugenhofer.
Thank you. I move the Commission adopt the order in Montana Dakota Utilities Company's Deferred Accounting Congestion Litigation Application Case Number PU-24-388.
Second.
On December 24th, MDU filed an application for deferred accounting treatment for incurred and future legal expenses associated with the congestion litigation related to the Northwest North Dakota load pocket. So on the 8th of January, we issued a notice of opportunity and no comments were received. We as a commission discussed this matter with MDU during an informal hearing in March of 2025. So this has to do with their appeal with the congestion costs. They appealed to FERC, believing that they were charged double on these congestion costs. So, and that total was $21 million. So MDU anticipated this issue due to MDU's load pocket being served by Basin Electric Transmission System. Basin did join SPP in 2015, and MDU filed comments and ultimately reached a settlement agreement with Basin to address the load pocket concerns at that time. What happened is MDU stated that when Atlas Power Data Center, a new customer load approved both by Basin and SPP, added 200 megawatt of load to an already transmission congested system. MDU identified that this is the cause of the congestion, and at our informal hearing, a commissioner requested their load. What was their load between 2018 and to 2024? And MDU submitted a supplemental filing saying their load had decreased by 7.7%, which they support their contention that the base load, Basin's load, was responsible for the congestion. But what this application is asking for is the litigation costs for the dispute on this filing. So on January 23rd, MDU did file a complaint with FERC asserting that SPP and MISO had violated the terms of their joint operating agreement and the terms of the settlement agreement by conducting unwarranted market-to-market coordination of the Charlie Creek to Watford line, resulting, like I said, in the cost of $21 million in the congestion costs, charges. So on October 10th, MDU requested a rehearing and direct relief from FERC, which was denied. And so those additional costs were $550,000. They have appealed. They filed a petition with the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, from which no response has been received to date. So we have the initial attorney fees that were filed with FERC, and now ongoing expenses with the appeal process, and that's what they're asking for us to consider. Having considered this matter and looking at it, the cost of litigation is subsequently quite less than the litigation cost. So looking at that, they're looking out for their ratepayers saying, we want to recoup $21 million because we don't feel we're at fault. And so the balance on litigation costs to the outstanding congestion costs, it makes sense. They're looking out for their ratepayers. So having considered this matter, I'm proposing that the deferred accounting for external expenses be approved, that they will recover these expenses through the fuel and purchase power adjustment rider, which, if approved by my fellow commissioners, which would result in about a 40 cent per month for over a time period. Their application was for two different costs that they've already expended on the $550,000, and they're looking at an additional $500,000 for this appeal. And if the costs exceed the $1,050,000, we are asking that they submit an amended application for any additional costs. So having reviewed this, I support this order. And I'm just going to explain one more thing, that these congestion costs have already been approved in the same rider, and that was approved for the collection for 2 years, and it was approved in March of 2024, and so we have about another year left on collecting that outstanding balance. And if they are, if the appeals go in their favor to MDU, that they would look for refunding the customers. So I support this order.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I will say, I think you explained that really well, and I'm in the process of this case was surprised. I know along the way I had heard from folks that, you know, while they should be investing more in transmission so they don't have congestion charges, because that's just that load pocket up there. There are participants up there, and demand in the load pocket is growing. So when we asked to see their growth in this load pocket and found out not only has it not grown substantially, it's not growth at all, it was actually contraction, I thought that was really an interesting point. I felt kind of torn on this because if MD is successful, my understanding is it's not like these congestion charges go away, then Basin Electric's customers pay them. And that's somewhat concerning, but on the other hand, someone needs to pay them. It should be the correct persons according to the tariffs. And I think MDU makes some good arguments for why they should not be. And, you know, maybe along the way, the RTOs might just decide to eat it, but I'm kind of skeptical about that. I do have a question, though, on the order itself. The very end, number 3, if it ends up that the cost of this process exceeds the $1,050,000, it says that MDU must file an amended application for any expenses exceeding $1,050,000 that it wishes to recover. I presume that means that we would have to approve it, that this is not just, oh, bring any other receipts that you have and it's automatically approved. And I know you worked hard on putting this together. Is it your understanding that anything
in excess.
In exceedance of this would require our approval?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, they would have to request it first.
Yeah.
And then approve. Yes. Okay.
Is there any further discussion?
Yeah, this was a very interesting case. I think you both walked through the facts very well. You know, when I looked at this, the area that this is located on a seam between the two RTOs between SPP and MISO. And so essentially what happened is that they had to pay congestion costs twice. And MDU wasn't disputing that they should have to pay congestion. What they were saying is we shouldn't have to pay $21 million to SPP and also $21 million to MISO. So when we talk about like duplicate charges, that's what we're talking about. And when we had our informal hearing, it also came out that the intention behind this legal case wasn't just to protect ratepayers from unnecessary costs. It also was an attempt to fix the tariff and get it corrected so that this doesn't happen again. And like Commissioner Haugenhoffert said, you know, to put into context, the company initiated this case. They anticipate they're going to spend $1 million. But if they're successful, they would return $21 million to customers. And so when I looked at it, it became clear to me that MDU fought for their customers without any assurance that they would get recovery for this. And so I don't think that a company should be penalized for fighting for their customers. And if by not approving this, that's essentially what it would be, is a penalty. So I do plan to support this order. I do just want to make one more note that when we talk about like an authorized rate of return, that their authorized rate of return on equity is 9.75%. They're not getting that amount on this. They're getting far less. They're getting the 3-month treasury rate, which is 4.358%. And so that will cover their costs and make them whole for looking out for the ratepayer, but they're not being excessively rewarded for it.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
I move the commission adopt the order in Northern States Power Company BCR bill credit refund application case number PU25-189.
Second.
On May 15th, 2025, NSP filed a petition for approval for refund of $12,384,805 to customers. We issued a notice of opportunity on June 4th, and there were no comments received. So this bill credit, this is the first time customers will be refunded nuclear PTCs, as the benefit was established in the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. The IRA created a PTC for nuclear resources that provides qualifying nuclear units with a base credit of 0.3 cents per kilowatt beginning in 2024. And we also have the 14th DOE settlement payment, which will be returned to the taxpayers over a 12-month period, effective August 1st, 2025. The refund for the nuclear PTC amounts is equivalent to $53.83 for an average residential customer over the 12-month period. This refund will go to them, again, through the bill credit rider. Northern State Power proposal to issue the refund of the nuclear PTC as a line item refund on the customer's bill for 12 months. We're recommending approval. They shall refund future nuclear PTCs upon their evaluation if they're eligible for more. Back to the North Dakota customers, again using the same bill credit rider. And this refund shall be dispersed over a 12-month period. So after review of this order and all the monetary information, I support this credit back to the NSP customers.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I don't have any hard questions, but since we're not running late by any stretch of the imagination, I can't help but comment on this. Especially when you highlighted correctly that the PTCs came from what they absolutely misled the American people with the term Inflation Reduction Act. So North Dakota's share of 1 year's PTCs for this nuclear is over $12.5 million. And just, like, not even back of the envelope, just in here, thinking that through based on what we have of NSP, that tells me that for that year, they collected about $200 to $250 million of PTCs for their nuclear facilities that they've had for many years. Closer, I would say, to the 250, quarter of $1 billion. Now, why would the government give out PTCs for energy generation? Presumably to encourage development of them, but these have existed for years. Or to stop them from shutting down. But why would they shut down? Maybe because they have about so darn much PTCs for their competitors to come online that it doesn't make business sense anymore. All of the above pretty well ended in places where energy transmission is saturated a long time ago. And we keep pouring more and more money into this stuff. So $12.5 million for 1 year of PTCs to encourage something that has existed for years in the market. It just seems like such total insanity. And yeah, we'll get to distribute that money, but to the same people who have to pay it in order to for the federal government to get these resources. So, I mean, we have to do our jobs here. Turning it down wouldn't make any sense. That would just be punishing the victims of the Inflation Reduction Act. But I just couldn't help pointing out how just what lunacy this all involves, in my humble opinion.
Is there any further discussion?
Your math, Randy, you can call it back of envelope math. What came to my mind is what Brian Kulk used to call it, which is beer math.
Yeah.
But I do just a quick point of clarification on this. The notice of opportunity for hearing was until July 16th, which is actually today, and no comments were received as of yesterday, but this approval is contingent upon receiving no comments or requests for hearing by today. So if there's, I don't know if there is, but if anybody out there is still waiting to get their comments in, they still can. We will still consider them. So just wanted to make that point of distinction.
Yeah, I'm not anticipating. No, I don't want my refund.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That ends my portfolio.
Anything to add? Nothing new in your portfolio?
I do not.
Okay. Some announcements before we recess for a little press conference. Next Thursday, July 24th, at 8:30, we have a formal hearing right here in this room for Badger Wind's siting application. That's PU-24-87. And that has to do with them wanting an exception to the light mitigation requirements of our previous order establishing that development. And then the following Wednesday, July 30th, at 9 a.m., we have a formal hearing on One Oaks 6-inch NGL pipeline project. That's another siting application, case number PU-25-172. That will be held up in Tioga at Nesset Consulting Services, which is at 6844 State Highway 40. And that is being administered by a substantive ALJ, so the commissioners will not be at that one. And then our next regular commission meeting is Thursday, August 7th, at 10 a.m. With that, we will stand in recess and take some questions from the press.